Unit 2, Part 1. Travel Mistakes and Miscommunications. Travelers have all made mistakes at one time or another. For example, we can sympathize with the traveler who doesn't know the exact rate of currency exchange while on a trip to a foreign country. As a result, she may pay double the price she expects for a hotel stay, but not realize it until she gets her credit card bill the next month. Or maybe a traveler forgets his passport and is kindly reminded by the immigration officer at the airport immediately before the flight departure. Running home to get his passport and still making the flight on time is not an option. When it comes to communicating in a foreign language, there is clear room for misunderstanding. One such major miscommunication happened to Kumiko Tsuchida, a Japanese tourist visiting a friend in England. Read about her travel mistake in the newspaper article below.
Tourist bound for Turkey ends up in Torquay. A Japanese tourist who wanted to catch a flight to the country of Turkey was put on a train to the town of Torquay in southwest England after asking for directions. Kumiko Tsuchida, who was on her first visit to Britain, arrived in Torquay at midnight. She was convinced that she had been through the English Channel Tunnel and was now in Istanbul, Turkey. Mrs. Tsuchida, 40, who taught Japanese at Istanbul University, knew very little English. First, things started to go wrong when she left the house of a friend in London to catch a train to Heathrow Airport. At the train station, she inquired about the best way to travel to the country of Turkey. Speaking through an interpreter, Mrs. Tsuchida said, "I told the staff that I wanted to go to Turkey. I kept saying, 'Turkey, Turkey,' but because of my pronunciation, they put me on a train to Torquay. I thought it was a long way to the airport, but when I asked people, 'Turkey, Turkey,' they told me I was on the right train." She told officers that she had been on the train so long, she genuinely believed she was in Turkey already, said a spokesman for the police. She was found wandering in the streets at 2 a.m. by the police. They started an investigation involving social services, a home for the elderly, a travel agent, and the Japanese embassy. Social services received a call from police shortly after 2 a.m. "They had a lost and exhausted lady from Japan who needed a bed for the night," said a spokesman. "We were happy to oblige. She was too tired to eat and went straight to bed." Mrs. Tsuchida slept well through the night and then was handed over to the Japanese embassy in the morning. After the long, mistaken journey, she found herself 26 pounds short of the one-way airfare to Istanbul. However, the Heathrow Press Corps raised the extra money for her ticket, so she was able to make the flight successfully. "What happened to me was caused by my mistakes," she said. "I did not have any maps or books and did not know where to go."
Of course, Mrs. Tsuchida's story of miscommunication is a bit extreme. Not many travelers would mistakenly end up in the wrong country. However, her story is an example that mishaps and miscommunications are possible, especially when traveling in a foreign country. In her future travels, Mrs. Tsuchida will surely not forget her maps and guidebooks.